Today we'd like to see the title of Chosen Israel in Book of Isaiah, chapters 44 and 45. To the souls on this online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 44, verse 25, who frustrates the signs of the devils and diverse divine men, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness? What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 44, verse 28, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid? What does it mean in this context, and what can we learn from here? Last question, in chapter 45, verse 1, this says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. What does it mean, and how can we apply this to our lives? In the last time, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 27-28, your first father sinned, and your mediators have transgressed against me. Therefore, I will profane the princes of the sanctuary. I will give Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Human sin traced back to the fall, for all have sinned. Romans chapter 23. Persistent rebellion results in judgment and reproach as a sin in Israel history. Chapter 44, verse 1. You hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. God calls Israel his chosen and formed the people. This emphasizes his sovereign initiative. He created, shaped, and elected them for his purpose. Therefore, they need not fear, because their identity rests in God's work, nor their own strengths. Verse 2, thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you in Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. Jeshurun means a bright one, a poetic name for Israel, highlighting God's intended righteousness for his people. Verse 3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and flood on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring. God promised to pour water on the thirsty land, symbolizing the outpouring of his spirit and blessing on future generations. This is fulfilled in Christ, who said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters, referring to the spirit. Verse 4, they will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. The imagery of growth like willows by streams signifies spiritual vitality, fruitfulness, and renewal in those who receive God's Spirit. First, by one will say, I am the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write with his hand the Lord's and name himself by the name of Israel. A time will come when people will openly identify as belonging to the Lord. This reflects joyful commitment and covenant identity. Believers should not be ashamed, but gladly confess their relationship with God, you know, through Jesus Christ in the New Testament. 6. This says the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, and the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, the original God. God declares His uniqueness. I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, the original God. This is echoed in the New Testament, where Christ identifies Himself as the Alpha, the first alphabet word of Greek word, and Omega, the last word of Greek word, Alpha and the Omega. God alone is eternal and sovereign of all existence. Verse 7, and who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. God challenges all false gods who can declare their future as He does. Only the true God reveals what is to come. Verse 8, do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. God affirms that there is no other rock, a term for stability and salvation. Besides Him, His people are His witnesses to this truth. Verses 19-20. Those who make an image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They neither see nor know, that they may ashamed who the form a God or mold an image that profits him nothing. Surely all his companions would be ashamed, and the workmen, they are mere men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear, they shall be ashamed together. The blacksmith with the tongue works one in the cold, fashions it with hammers, and works it with the strength of his arms. Even so he is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water, and is faint. The craftsman stretches out his rule. He marks one out with the chalk. He fashions it with a plane. He marks it out with the compass and makes it like the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He cuts down cedars for himself and takes the cypress and the oak. He secures it for himself among the trees of the forest. He plants a pine, and the rain nourishes it. Then it shall be for man to burn, for he will take some of it, warm himself. Yes, he kindles it and bakes bread. Indeed, he makes it God and worships it. He makes it a covered image and falls down to it. He burns half of it in the fire. With this half, he eats meat. He roasts a roast and is satisfied. He even warms himself and says, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the rest of it he makes into God. He's a covered image. He falls down before it and worships it. Pays to it and says, deliver me, for you are my God. They do not know nor understand, for he has shut their eyes, so that they cannot see, and their heart so that they cannot understand. And no one considered in his heart, nor is there knowledge, no understanding to see. I have burned the half of it in the fire. Yes, I have also baked bread on its coat. I have roasted meat and eaten it. And shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood? Verse 20. He feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, and he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? So up to 20, so that's explanation. Idols are empty and powerless. Isaiah exposed the absurdity. The same wood is used for fuel and for making a god. Rejecting God leads to spiritual blindness and distorted reasoning. When people create their own gods, wealth, power, glory, and so on, they exchange truth for falsehood and fall into shame. Verse 21-22, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, do not be forgotten by me. 22. I blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. God reminds Israel that he is their creator and redeemer. He alone forgives sin and calls his people to return to him. Redemption comes from God, not from idols. 22-24. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus says the Lord, you will redeem me, and he who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretched out the heavens all along, who spreads abroad the earth by myself. All creation is called to rejoice because of God's redemptive work. God alone is a creator of heaven and earth, acting without any rival. 25. Who frustrates the signs of the devils and drives diviner mad? Question one. Who turns a wise man backward and makes their knowledge foolishness? God nullifies the false prophets and exposes deceptive wisdom. Those who reject the truth become foolish. God's word remains the standard of truth. 26-27. Who conforms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers? Who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up her waste places? Who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers? God confirms his word through his servants and foretells future events, including Jerusalem restoration long before its destruction. 28 question to you. Who said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and the temple, your foundation shall be laid? God named Cyrus as the one who will build Jerusalem and the temple about 150 years in advance. This demonstration God's sovereign control over history. Chapter 45, verse 1. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, with your right hand, I have held to subdue nations before him, and loose the arm of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. Cyrus, through a Gentile, is called God's anointed, because he is chosen for specific purpose to restore Israel. God works even though those who do not yet know him. Verses 2-7. I will go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other, there is no God besides me. I will create you, though you have not known me, that they may know from rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light, create darkness. I make the peace, create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. God is sovereign over both the prosperity and calamity. Calamity prays to judgment or consciousness, not moral evil. God uses both the blessing, hardship for His purposes. Verses 8 to 9, rain down you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let the righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Word to him who strives with the maker. Let the potsherd strive with potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? God calls for righteousness and salvation to come first. Man must not contend with his creator, like a clay, questioned the potter. 10 to 11, word to him. Word to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? What human? What have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. Prayer is not about commanding God, but aligning with His will. God invites His people to seek understanding of His works and purposes. 12:13. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hand, stretched out the heavens, and all their host I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and let my exiles go free. Not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. God is a creator, directs history, raises leaders like Cyrus to accomplish his righteous plan, including freeing captives without payment. Verse 14, 15. The labor of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sabian men of stature shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains. They shall bow down to you. They will make a supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Surely you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Nations will ultimately recognize the true God. God reveals himself to those who seek him. Though he may seem hidden to the unwilling people. 16:17. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together, who are makers of idols. But I, Israel, shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. Idol worshippers are put to shame. God grants eternal salvation to his people. 18:19. For this says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and the original one. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteously. I declare things that are right. God created the world with purpose, not in vain, and speaks the truth openly. His promises are reliable and clear. 2021. Assemble yourselves, come, draw near together. You who have escaped from the nations, they have no knowledge, who carry the root of their carved image and pray to a God they cannot see. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Either cannot say, only God declares truth and brings salvation. 22. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. Salvation is offered to all nations. Turn to me and be saved. John chapter 16. Look to me and be saved. 23. I have shown by myself the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take the oath. God swears by himself, since none is greater, to confirm his word. Every knee will bow, and every tongue confess his lordship. 24-25, he shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall be justified, shall glory. Righteousness and strength are found only in the Lord. Those who trust in him are justified and will rejoice. So all comments, all three questions, continue to keep on prayer. All mission, the prayer request. Recently we received this Iran. Pray for Iran Christians and church amid the world, but the church is alive. So also keep on prayers, South Sudan, Christian armies and church is here. 5 gallons of oil is the issue talking about that. You may read that article. Also pray for Moldova. Moldova is Ukraine on the left-hand side, and the country name, Ukraine, Russia, Syria, Christians and churches as well. You keep on praying for them. Also, you should read the poems, several poems. That's a purpose, encouraging, the recognizing, correction, encouraging purpose. So last one, from confusion to comfort in Christ, that would be helpful for you. So let's just sing all together on brochure, Maranatha song.